Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we're joined this evening by Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. It's been a while since he's been with us because I imagine you guys have been flat out trying to churn out some rifles, haven't you?
Yeah, you could definitely say that again. Between the COVID and then everything else that has transpired since then, been quite busy.
So, I've heard from various builders out there that they put on extra shifts. They've increased their production and everything. Is that something Spikes is having to do as well?
It is. We've actually even made some new hires to start supplementing our current busy part of the day, which is the main 8-to-5 work day. But yeah, we do have some stuff going around the clock.
Now I'm going to presume that you have the same issue that everybody else has. You guys have probably got enough stuff going on to where it's going to take up all the rest of 2020 right now, this minute, don't you?
Yeah, for sure, especially fulfilling distributors' orders, because obviously they order in such a bulk quantity that being able to provide to the dealers and to direct to the retail customer, there's a balance that we need to keep there. We can't just send everything in the house to the distributors. You know, we need to be able to supply the dealers and direct to the customer just as well. So it is a little challenging to find that balance because you're trying to keep everyone happy. You know, so it's a good problem to have. It's a
right.
Good problem for the industry. tons and tons of new owners, as I believe we talked about in our last conversation. But you know, that doesn't seem to be slowing down, which is great.
Were you on here before the lockdown?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we had not gone. So here's the thing: you guys also are a big parts supplier as well.
Correct.
So not only are you churning out full weapons, you're churning out lowers and uppers and trigger kits and all this other stuff. Is that where the problem becomes? Because you have such a big operation that was happening. And you probably had X amount of days or weeks or months of stuff on hand when all of this started. So is all of that, full speed, trying to just keep up with the tide?
For the most part, we are, you know, pedal to the metal as much as we can right now. We're, of course, backordered on certain items, like our enhanced lower part kit is extremely popular. We're fulfilling them as we get them. We're getting, you know, things back from coding all the time, and things are coming off the machine all the time, and they're going out the door just as fast as we see them. But, you know, we've been fortunate that our customer base has been very understanding of the situation and is patiently, you know, waiting for those parts. So, you know, we continue to thank them for that.
Well, I mean, I have a rare breed Spartan pistol from you, and that is the prettiest, most ornate gun that this is the gun I think the best configuration for the civilian is a AR-15 pistol.
We had touched on that in our last conversation.
Yes, and this one, I don't know if I'd had a chance to shoot it just yet when that happened, had gotten it, and so I have gone out and I've shot it.
And, well, I haven't seen it come back through the doors, so that's good.
No. That's not the, no. The Joker, I had a PHU Joker. This weapon holds itself on target, although I was shooting it around some uninitiated, because the muzzle device on that is sort of a compensator as well as a muzzle device. And
so I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say you have the R2 muzzle brake on there.
The R2 muzzle brake. That, I mean, if you listen, everybody out there, if you have an AR-15 right now and you don't have an R2 muzzle brake, you need to go to SpikesTactical.com and order the R2 muzzle brake. It looks like it's just a muzzle device that goes on the end of the gun. But whatever slight recoil the 5.56 has, there's none of that there. Even on, and the thing about this has very little. It really controls that that fireball coming out of that short short barrel.
Yeah, it's definitely, it wasn't something that was developed overnight. Our team was spearheaded by Tom Miller at that time that we developed that, and there was no shortcuts taken for sure. You know, everything was taken into consideration, from mitigating recoil to flash suppression to everything you could possibly do with that one muzzle device. As you mentioned, it is rather loud for the, as you politely put it, uninitiated. But that's also kind of a marker that lets you know that it's working and doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah, well, that's why you wear Air Pro and Eye Pro. And I enjoy that thump. I just love it, let me tell you. Although, now, in a time like this, like in 2013, after Shotgun Joe got out there and stated that they were going to executive order away all AR-15s, and then that put, you know, the race was on then. I had a company that sponsored me then called Warsport, and they made like a $2,500 AR-15, and they didn't have any ready to go. And if they had, they would have sold them left, right, and center. Is there are most people just looking for the AR-15, and they're coming to you looking for an AR-15, and you know, they just, you know, it's not where they're out there like, what's the cheapest one you sell? It's like, what do you have available? Well, how's that working out?
100%. Yeah, I mean, everything from our social media messages to the phone calls, you know, 7 out of 10 times I would say it's, what do you have that can ship today? Or, you know, what parts do you have that I can put something together, you know, in a kit kind of thing? Everyone's looking for that immediate product right now. And it's understandable with everything going on. Everyone wants to be sure that they're going to get that. They don't want to be stuck if something comes down the pipe and they're unable to have that fulfilled.
Well, I'm seeing in Michigan now that the anti-police protesters are showing up armed in Lansing, Michigan. And I'm sort of beginning, you know, I'm not going to say I'm nervous about this, but I will say that we're beginning to edge closer and closer to where some of these purge sort of things might become a reality. And for somebody out there that has any of the ARs made by you guys, I can honestly say that they would have a leg up on the competition when they come through the door, unless they took the time to buy one of your guns too. So, in any event,
and that's kind of what we try to instill throughout the shop, is that, you know, not just now, but now is a great example for all of the employees, that, you know, what's leaving the doors isn't just for recreation. It isn't just something someone's going to go to the range and plink with. They may very well have to use it to protect themselves and their family. So, to give that little bit of extra mind to all the details and, you know, the quality control before it goes out the door.
I want you to hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, or the first break. And SpikesTactical.com, this is where you can go and see the various parts and weapons they have. I have the Rare Breed Spartan pistol. And they also have a regular Spartan pistol there as well that is also, I'm sure, equally as good. These are the kind of guns that you get, and you don't have to have an armorer. That's why you pay that kind of a price. We'll be right back with my guest, Nick Goff. This is Lock and Load.
Heights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
I am speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. Is this one of these times when you get to this point to where you guys are pretty much now you're trying you've got so much stuff going on? Do you actually have the time to try to worry about innovating anything?
You know, it's actually great timing for us. We had probably a good half a dozen or so products that we were quite well along the way of developing when all this hit, and you know, it kind of gave us a good chance for the manufacturing and the actual fulfillment section to go on autopilot and do their thing, and then the rest of us that were kind of in charge of the product development to really focus on those. So nothing in that regard kind of slowed down. In fact, we just announced the new rare breed design that will be coming out here in probably the next few weeks, to say as general as possible. And the reception of that has been, well, off the charts is, I guess, the only term I can really use to describe that. So, yeah, we're very excited about the new products. Some of them will probably be very unexpected coming from Spikes, but the stuff that we're very excited about.
Well, I mean, like the rare breed, the one I have, mm-hmm. I'm colorblind. So I have these Enchroma sunglasses where I can actually see color with them on. So I recorded the video of it, and I'm, you know, just talking to the finishes and the kind of things you guys put on the guns, and somebody sent me a comment about what finish was that, and I was like, well, I don't know. So I put on the Enchroma sunglasses. I'm like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure which one you got, but
it looks sort of bronze or red to me.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got to remember, you know, I don't understand how you guys at Sea Color, I don't know how you've memorized this is this color and that's, I don't know how you do it. So
right.
I think it's, I was told it was a sort of a bronze sort of a finish.
Bronze.
It's very...
Yeah, we do a bronze, a pretty standard bronze. We just recently started to kind of play around with some new colors, some new mixtures. We did a copper that looks just kind of like a penny, and that one's been quite popular since we released that, so...
The rare breed line, that's now I find it to be a completely functional weapon. I mean, the Spartan, I guess the Magwell is what sets the Spartan apart, because it looks like a Spartan helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as far as function goes, you know, everyone kind of looks at them as a novelty of sort, or an ornamental type thing. And, you know, from a design perspective, I can see where they would think that, but all of the internal components, the receiver, it's all the top quality stuff that we use in all of our other high-end builds. Billet receiver set, all the internals are the same exact internals we put in our military grade, law enforcement grade, competition rifles. So as far as quality goes, it's literally the top tier that we offer.
Right. Yeah, that, yeah. So the, with the innovation that is that you guys do, and I mean, there's a Spikes gun has a look to me when I see a Spikes gun, and I think it has to do with the way you guys do your finish. Mm-hmm. Your finishes all look sort of they don't look like, I can tell when you have like a battle worn one, because like the PHU Joker I had was battle worn, but I saw other ones out there, and it's not one size fits all. It is not uniform. It's almost like it's a bespoke finish, each gun that you're putting out. So, but they definitely have a look about them. But the other characteristic they have about them is the just stability. When you guys are when you start trying to innovate, is the stability and all these other things that you've already got built in, is this something you say, okay, we're only going to compromise this to this percentage point, or where do you draw that line?
So everything starts from, you know, obviously an idea, and we tend to base things off of proven commodities that we have, whether that's our gas system, our buffer weight, proprietary buffer weights, or the gas port size. We like to start there because it's proven, and then work our way back. So as far as compromise goes, I wouldn't say there is an acceptable amount of compromise. We typically don't come to market until something is tested to the point where it's got the blessing from no less than five people throughout the shop, and that goes all the way up to Spike himself.
Sometimes I don't think people understand there actually is a Spike at Spike's Custom. but I know there is. The other thing that you guys do that I have noticed on both the examples I've seen, which I wouldn't be surprised at, you build into the guns, like quick detach points for people that want to put a sling on. Now, there's some guns that will get out there that you can add sling attachments to, but to have a quick, multiple quick detach points, what is it? Is it six or eight, or how many quick detach points are there on a typical Spikes gun with a quad rail on it?
So we have four built into all of our rails, and then we offer a QD plate for the buffer tube attachment.
Right.
And then usually, you know, with a standard mag pull stock, you're looking at least another two. So, you know, six to eight is usually a pretty safe guess. You know, the reason we do that is it's pretty straightforward. I mean, the more you add, the higher the likelihood of some tolerance issues or strength issues. We've actually taken that a step further with a new rail that we're about to release. We actually use a steel insert for the QD. So the QD hole is actually still in the rail, but what we've done is we've pocketed it so that there's a steel insert that we slide in. And then that way it doesn't get worn down over time, and you're not risking that QD popping out when you don't want it to when it's under tension.
Yeah, that's when you're running up and down a range, which I don't do anymore. But when you're running up and down a range, and you know you're running a 2-point or single point sling, having your sling pop loose can be quite inopportune. It's the same thing as having the wrong holster for the wrong handgun, and you're running up and down the range, and you go to the secondary, and you're like, "Well, I could have swore I had one."
Yeah, so. And you know, as much as we like to think all things firearms are getting lighter, which they are to a degree, the average user is now starting to take those classes and really do their research what they need for home protection. So then they're adding a light or, you know, a visible laser, or, you know, some gun owners now, it's not uncommon to see, are making that investment into a night vision setup. So they're running an IR laser. So the guns start to get a little heavier, the added suppressor. So the front end, as it gets heavier and start running around, those QD connection points are really getting a little bit more stressed. So we kind of wanted to remove that element of worry out for the end user.
Hang on for me. We're going into the next break. We'll be right back. Speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, this is Lock and Load. A piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
The president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing protesters who are vandalizing or tearing down statues of the Founding Fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says, "We cannot let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law."
Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause. of racial justice.
This is USA Radio News. Another book critical of President Trump is hitting the shelves today. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
Despite the administration's efforts to block the release of it, John Bolton's new memoir, The Room Where It Happened, is hitting the shelves today. Bolton's denying that he ever said he would vote for Democrat Joe Biden, though, over President Trump in November. The former NSA trying to clear things up in an ABC News interview that aired last night.
I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write in.
The suspect accused of setting a Wendy's on fire in Atlanta earlier this month has been taken into custody. Atlanta Fire and Rescue says 29-year-old Natalie White is accused of setting the blaze at the fast food restaurant where police shot and killed Rayshard Brooks. Before he was fatally shot, Brooks, who was married, told police officers Natalie White was his girlfriend. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. Now, I know you already offer some of these, but have you seen some of these companies that are coming out with these really short pistol caliber carbine pistols?
Yeah, we've seen them. We have a 5.5-inch 9mm barrel that we offer. It gets a little confused sometimes because if you go on our website and you check out our Recluse model, it's a fully integral suppressed 9mm. It looks like it's got a really long barrel on it, but it's actually not. The reason for that is just the extended length from the suppressor that runs the full length of the barrel.
I'll tell you why I wish you guys would make one. One, because I would talk you guys out of one. Two, because I like being able to hide something when I'm carrying it. And carrying something in a smaller package has a slight appeal to me, especially if it's from a quality maker.
Yeah, I mean, to that note, we've done custom orders. The nice part about doing our own barrels is that we can fulfill just about any request the customer makes, unless we can steer them, a different direction just from a purely effectiveness perspective. You know, I get a lot of requests personally for a 10-inch barrel, and I tend to ask them, why 10 over 11.5? They don't really know why. So I've done pretty extensive testing on the difference between the ballistics between 10 and 11.5, and 9 times out of 10, we can steer them towards the 11.5. And like you said, it's all for application. If you're looking for concealability, then of course you want it as short as possible, but it still needs to be able to reach out and be effective, to whatever range you feel as though that may be, called upon to do one day. So if you want it to just get out there and fall off the piece of paper when it hits the front of it, then that's a different story than having some kinetic energy when it gets there.
Yeah, well, that is the thing, isn't it? And this is the thing about the AR-15 pistols. One of the reasons, like with a 7-inch barrel, although I have one from that was basically built here for me, but I have one that actually burns it off. But the big problem with AR-15 pistols, one of the big problems is the fireball, isn't it?
Yeah, the functionality, the shorter you go, you start to have to really pay attention to tuning the gas system, for one, just for functionality to avoid malfunctions, but it's definitely a much harsher recoil impulse, although still being a 5.56, it's not too terrible, but yeah, it definitely changes that. And like you said, the fireball situation that occurs when you go shorter, I see a lot of guys, the first time they've run a night vision setup and they go to the range and they take their, you know, their short AR, yeah, and they shoot it, and then all of a sudden they're whited out because of the fireball and the auto gating of the night vision. So it just kind of reinforces the point of, you know, no matter what you build or buy, just make sure you're testing it and make sure that it does what you want it to do under the conditions you think it'll be called upon to be used.
Well, I mean, the shorter barrel does two things. It doesn't burn all the powder as the round begins its festive descent or exit out of the weapon. And it also doesn't build up the same pressure that a 16-inch or a 14.5-inch barrel would it? So now we're talking about also affecting accuracy at distance.
Yeah, and I mean, and it goes just as simplistic as looking at twist rate. Give a 1 in 7 or 1 in 8 or 1 in 11 or 1 in 10, no matter whatever the twist rate is prescribed for that caliber and in that platform. I mean, that's saying that's one revolution per that number. So a 1 in 10, one revolution per 10 inches. Well, if you only have 5 inches of barrel, you're not making a complete revolution.
You almost throw a knuckleball out there, aren't you?
Yeah. So again, you know, it depends on your application. You're going to keep it under your bed frame or in your nightstand or, you know, wherever the case is, and you may have to take that long shot down your hallway, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, yeah. That I find the 11-inch barrel as if you're going to carry the 5.56, I think the 11-inch barrel is probably the best. You're getting the best of both worlds with that. Would you agree with that?
100% agree with that, yep. 100%. I mean, I teach a lot of scoped carbine and precision rifle classes, and you know, last class I had a guy come out with an 11.5-inch AR. He's a police officer out in the Pacific Northwest, and you know, we were banging steel out to about 800 with it. So you can hit out to 800 if you have to, and obviously you can conceal it just about anywhere. So you get into the additions of adding folding stocks and stuff of that nature and drastically cutting down that overall length. When it's concealed, it really is an all-around great configuration to have.
Yes. I've added a angled foregrip
because
that's all I can add to it because it's a pistol. And I've got I have one of those 300 series Surefire pistol lights, which I actually think is just too big to be a pistol light.
I would agree.
It works pretty good as a rifle light, though. So I've got that on the side, and I've got a Holosun rifle optic on it, the HS-403, and I'm very happy with that. The entire package, the way it's going. Let me ask you this.
The other thing, not to cut you off, but the last thing I would say out there for listeners who, you know, might be considering that ultra short application is, it's not natural for some people to hold a rifle real short, like near the magwell, because they don't have much rail.
Right.
Myself, for example, I don't like anything really shorter than an 11.5, because where I naturally want to put my hand to shoot kind of goes ahead of that 8.1 type of setup. So you're now running that risk of slipping forward, and you know, the angle forward grip or the vertical grips are good ways to combat that, but shorter is not always better from a controlling standpoint.
Yeah. They also make stops to go out there, too, but I think that's a little... The problem with the pistol is that if your hand slips out there anywhere around the muzzle brake, well, you're going to get a quick flash tan, aren't you, if you go out too far? You're going to get a quick flash tan. But, I mean, the full-size rifles that you guys sell, the Crusader, that looks like a very capable weapon to me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All of them do. And I guess the difference starts coming in when you start looking at certain things, maybe the barrels or certain of the parts. But really, all of your guns leave out of there with about the same sort of quality build. It just comes down to the parts that are in them, right?
Correct. Yeah. And you know, the barrel selection, barrel length, and the configurations that we come up with they're not all just thrown against the wall and those are what's stuck. I mean, they're all for a reason and are pretty well thought out, you know. Big popular thing, too, actually, where I thought you were originally going with that previous line was short-barreled 308s are starting to become a big thing. Everyone wants that, you know, that 308 round in a 7-inch barrel, and that sounds great on the surface and whatnot, but it's not super effective. So,
that would be... That would be quite a thing to see, I guess. I don't know that I necessarily would want to shoot one of those. Anyway, no, do me a favor. Hang on for me, because I got a bunch of questions about a bunch of things here, simply because while I got you on the phone and everything, I need to be shooting some more video here shortly. SpikesTactical.com, you can go to the complete rifles section, and you can see everything from, you know, the Tiger Stripe Cerakote, which is awesome, to every rifle that they make, every complete rifle they make. Go take a look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Nick Goff from SpikesTactical.com, where they build some of the very finest AR-15s you're ever going to find. I'm going to tell you the ones I'd actually like to try, simply because I'm intrigued by these, and you know, part of what I want to do is I want to get them and review them and turn them back in and get other ones to review and that kind of thing. I'll tell you a couple that I would really like to try, though. I would like to try the 5.56 M4 law enforcement.
Okay.
Just because that's a very basic rifle. Most people would look at this and say, maybe they would go so far as to say entry level, but I doubt that's actually an accurate way to describe it. Simply because, you know, I've had the PHU Joker and I've got this rare breed, and I look at those as the ultimate types of guns that you guys make as far as all the bells and whistles. I'd like to try a basic Spikes gun, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be impressed by that. The other thing I'd like to try is one of the compressors.
I had a feeling that was actually where you were going with the first one. So, in full transparency, the compressor is my go-to.
Yeah.
That's my, if I had to grab one thing and go with it, that's it. All my classes with it.
Now, is that considered, is the device coming out, is that integrally suppressed, or is that a fake suppressor, or what is it?
No, it's a fully functioning suppressor. It is a direct thread. It's not a fully integral, so you could use, you know, almost any suppressor out there. I use ours. I think it works quite well. Very, very minimal POI shift. Very, very good sound suppression, and, you know, the price isn't going to kick in the teeth either. So I just run it completely as it would come out of the box to any customer. Obviously I've added my bells and whistles on there as they fit my needs, but definitely the high end of what we put out, and I can't say enough about it. To that same effect, though, I do have one of our basic patrol rifles, complete with just a front sight post and rear flip up sight, no optic on it at all. So, run the gamut, and I really don't notice any real quality shift, if you will.
I'm just looking for some video content here, Nick. I just want to shoot some video. When you say the patrol rifle, you're talking about the M4LE.
Yeah, we just call that a patrol rifle, because that configuration is
was actually come up with for a couple of local law enforcement agencies, and it's just been very popular across the board with the law enforcement agencies we work with because it's a quality and economical configuration.
Now, is the compressor, is that considered, I would imagine since it is suppressed, it's probably also an SBR, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
So it's not something you can actually send out to me to review, is it?
I mean, not unless you got that SOT.
No, I don't. One of the things I resist is because, like, with the Spartan pistol that I have, I always think that I want to take it and turn it into an SBR. And I don't really know why, because if I did turn it into an SBR, then I have to get permission to carry it from state to state and all this other stuff, whereas as it is, I can just throw it in the car and take off with it.
Well, it sounds like you just need a field trip down to Florida, then.
I could be convinced to take a field trip down to Florida. What's the COVID-19 like down there in Florida? Do you have to wear a mask everywhere you go? I'm not worried about it. I've had it.
Yeah. Orange County and a couple of other counties throughout the state, actually just within the last like 48 to 72 hours, dictated a full mask protocol for everyone. I'm fortunate enough, I live outside of that bubble, so I can function without a mask still. And fortunately, that's also where the range is, so
right.
So it works out.
So it's just in the city limits, I take it?
Yeah, the city limits, you know, Orlando proper, because it falls within Orange County. And like I said, there's a couple of other counties that I couldn't begin to tell you all of them at the moment. But that's, you know, quite recent, within the last 48 to 72 hours. So.
They've done that here. Have you guys had, like, a big surge because people got out and started moving around?
You know, they said it was like the largest one-day surge, you know, since it began, or some outrageous claim. My girlfriend she works in the executive office at Advent Health, so I get all the daily scoop and update, and, you know, it definitely saw a little bit of a surge, a resurgence here in the last week. Now would I consider those numbers to be, oh my God, everyone hunker down? No. But I also don't feel that way the first time it came out.
See, I call COVID-19 a shot show. And, you know, that was before COVID-19 was officially recognized as a thing. And I'm almost certain that we had COVID-19 at Halloween. So when they get out there, and we had, they said the same thing here. It's the biggest single day surge we've seen ever. Except I don't know how they would know that, because they don't know exactly when it got here. And you're probably, you probably have had it, and you're just asymptomatic to it.
I'd say that's probably a fairly safe assumption. I mean, to me, it's just a more glorified version of the shot show crud. So if you went to SHOT Show, you get something, so they might as well call it something, some kind of national pandemic. So, but I think you're right. I think it was, around, at the end of 2019. You know, I believe there was actually an article posted right around the time that Kobe Bryant passed away. I've seen the screenshot of the newspaper where there was an article about a virus that was sounded very similar in description, to COVID, and an article directly alongside of his passing. So yeah, I think it's been around. I think we're going to constantly be seeing these little resurgences, because at the end of the day, we're never going to avoid each other 100%.
Well, I mean, it's out there. It's going to be out there. The only reason I was asking is if I take the time to drive down there, I don't want to have to, you know, come out there and see the beautiful Spikes facility and then look around and say, hey, you got to wear this mask.
No, I can say that you would avoid that.
Okay, good deal. We might have to talk about that. I have always wanted to do that. I just haven't. I don't know why I haven't done it yet, but I haven't done it yet. But that's, you know, it's driving distance.
Yeah, always an invitation.
Yeah, I have one of these. I bought this triple black Ford Explorer last year. I bought it for the color. except it turned out it was a police interceptor. So I can get down there pretty quick.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those and fallen for it, thinking I should probably slow down, but then found out it was a mom taking her kids to school.
You can always tell when it's not a, you can tell it's not one because it doesn't have the cow, like the civilian version of it. You can't put a brush catcher on the front of it because it has sensors on the bumper.
Ah.
And all of the, you know, most of the patrol cars nowadays have brush catchers on the front so they can do the pit maneuver and keep the wax looking good or whatever the rationale is for that. I don't know what that is. So, anyway.
Lower the cost of collision repair for the
taxpayers. For those of you out there that haven't ever taken a look at Spike's Tactical, if you go to their, they have, I didn't even look at the 308 rifles. Somebody really wants a 308 with a 7-inch barrel?
I've seen them out there. It's one of those things where if it can be built, it's probably been built. And I think people just do it to show that they can. But again, that's complete disregard to the feasibility and effectiveness of that. So, you know, at that point, just get a 12-gauge.
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for.
Or if you
for.
Like, you know, if you like the 308, there's numerous versions of that there. And they also have a 6.5. The Creedmoor, that's one I haven't tried. I have not tried a Creedmoor yet. Maybe I ought to come down there and shoot that, too.
We'll definitely get you on some distance of that.
Very good, very good. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me. I know you got stuff going on there, so I hope all that goes well and resolves itself really quick.
Well, I appreciate that.
Nick Goff, Spikes Tactical. Hour number 3 is inbound. It's going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.